Well, Dayana, obviously, you know, coming in, a lot of pressure on you guys to repeat as champions. And just like I told Maddie Miller, you know, the way Coach Tim Pasley described it was you guys just had a lot of grit tonight and you had to grind out that win, you know, 18-point win, but it definitely wasn't that close for most of the game, and you guys had to really work hard for it. So being able to grind out that win and know that at this point of the season that you're at that level where things can be ugly, but you can still grab that 18-point win, does that kind of sit a little bit better with you guys knowing that you do have that gritty side to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, like being able to – well, actually Tim talking to us, and sometimes we don't play together, but if we talk and, you know, do all the things, the little things, and – we can get the win, yeah.
Of course, you know, coming in and being the player that you are and where you're at, you know, I know a lot of the talk, a lot of people, the excitement right now is buzzing around. You know, you hitting 1,000 points as a sophomore, and when you come in and you have a day like today where you're not getting those shooters' bounces, you're not getting those shooters' rolls, and there's just a lot of frustration. How do you talk yourself through that, just saying, hey, it's okay, calm down, because then you come out the second half and you can tell that you had that determination, and then they finally started falling. So, you know, what are you telling yourself through those moments where you aren't getting those bounces and rolls?
Yeah, I mean, every time something happens like that, I tell myself, I usually through my head, I think, you know, I got this, but sometimes I'm like, no, I don't. But I feel like what Tim tells me, slow down, you know, and my teammates helping me to, you know, you got this, don't put your head down, keep it up. And my talks with my dad, I mean, we always have talks that if you're having a bad game, you know, you keep it up, the shots will fall, shooters shoot, so.
Of course, you're on a team, too, where I know, you know, everybody looks at you. You know, look at the sophomore and look where she's at. But it just seems like you guys work as such a great unit together, you know, between you and Maddie Miller, Peyton Barker, who's in the starting lineup now, you know, Presley mm-hmm. Williams, Addie Saucy, you know, who are the juniors ahead of you that are, you know, also stepping up as leaders. So when you guys are working like that, and then, you know, you have the girls coming off the bench, too, that fit in there seamlessly as well, you know, does that take a little bit of pressure off of you? And, you know, there's kind of some outside, you know, a lot of the talk outside, maybe, you know, Hazlett, but knowing that, hey, I got four other teammates who can do anything and everything, too, does that make you kind of relax a little bit every time you step on the floor?
It does. I mean, sometimes when I get face guarded or, you know, they do a 4-on-1 and it does give me a little bit of relief because I know they got my back. All I have to do is, like, trust in them, and I do. So I really like sometimes the help because it's kind of hard sometimes to get open and get the good shots you want. But I just have to work twice as hard as everyone else to get that shot, so.
Of course, now you guys get past this point. You repeat as champions of Dietrich. But, you know, as I said, NTC tournament's going to be coming up. You know, that's the next big thing. Of course, you got some big games coming up. And your next game back, of course, against Vandalia. They're an improved team. But, you know, don't always want to look past that. But you do know that you got these games now setting up for that NTC tournament where, you know, a lot of people are already calling, you know, you and St. Anthony going to be the end-all battle in that one. But you got to get through these games first. So as a player, how do you say, okay, one game at a time and not looking ahead too far and kind of you don't want to look past the teams and then not give them the credit and not play as well against them. So how do you guys as a group just say, okay, next game's next. Next practice first and then the next game.
Yeah. I mean, every day at practice we have a talk where one game at a time, you know, we can't fast forward because we think we know we should beat that team, but we can't look past them. So I feel like just keeping ourselves like in that one game at a time. So I think that really helps us.